Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody needs one night to go out in style. Try on a little spotlight for a little while. I'm talking fancy where the food ain't fast. Two forks, two knives, but light and glass. Rent us a car, show up late, valet the track. Credit on my cards, money in the bank, at least for tonight. Keeping my shades on. I heard he taught Timberlake. Cause I'm smooth when I move. I'm out of my league but confident. I've had high life but not like this. A good old boy could get used to keeping my shades on.
Literally didn't get out of bed for a few days. So that's where I have been. I did not die. I did not divorce Cody.
No, she did not die.
I have just I just have been traveling, whatever. I had a lot going on. But I'm back. I am no longer sunburned. It has turned to tan. It took 2 weeks, but we're good. So that is all. And there's like an echo in here, so if the phone echoes, I'm sorry.
That's fine. So okay. What do you say we bring today's guest?
That's probably a good idea. No one did this to listen to us, so.
All right. And with that, let's welcome the incredibly talented Miss Sierra Brunall to the show. Hey, Sierra, how are you?
Hi. I'm doing well. Thank you for having me on.
Thanks for taking about 30 minutes out of your day to come on and do this.
Oh, of course. Thank you. I'm excited.
I always like to start out every show with the same question or two.
Just kind of introduce yourself a little bit and talk about how you got into the music business.
All right. Well, when I was young, I had a vocal coach, and we just kind of did stuff here and there, but it was never really serious until about 13, and I just decided that I wanted to do it for a career, and I started learning guitar, and I started writing, and I started doing gigs, and then 4 years later, now I'm working on an album, and I'm just really excited to do that, and we'll probably tour it once that's done. So it's definitely come a long way from not knowing any guitar or anything.
That's awesome. I'm in the process of learning guitar myself, and I've come to find out that once you know your way around the guitar, it's a pretty simple instrument to learn.
Yeah, once you know, like, the basic chords, it's pretty easy to build off there. And the scales, I like it. I mean, it's not that nice on your fingers when you just start out, but after a while, it's fun.
Right.
I remember when I first started playing guitar, I played for, like, a few hours. Like, the very first day, my dad bought me a guitar as a gift. And my hands the next day, and, like, my leg where I had it, like, propped, the edge of it, had, like, a bruise on my leg from sitting there so long. And, like, my hands were in a horrible shape, and I didn't care. I just kept going, but, yeah, I understand.
Yes, they destroy your fingers.
Yeah, and your nails. Like,
right now,
there's no such thing as having nice nails and playing guitar. Because it never worked for me. I always break them.
You could say, oh, I play guitar.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I like to say my calluses have calluses at this point.
Right.
Anyway, you know what's coming, Em, so I'm going to turn it over to you right quick.
He always, sometimes he just says Emily, and I'm like, what? I was listening, I swear, because it's my turn. Okay, so if you could duet, since we're talking about music, if you can duet with anyone ever, they don't have to be currently living, they could have passed away, any singer ever, who would you choose? And why?
Ooh. I don't know. I just like a lot of people. I think it would be really cool to do something with Kacey Musgraves or Chris Stapleton, just because I feel like our music would mix well together and our styles would kind of combine into something that isn't too far from our what we already do, but it would still be a little different enough to where you could both hear the individual music
right.
styling.
Good choice. We've never had either of those ones. We have a lot of people say Carrie Underwood, so I always like to ask because everybody's different, but I've never heard either of those answers. So. But,
oh, well, cool.
Good choices. Those are good choices. I never can answer that. Cody will ask me about it, and I don't know. Like, that's a crazy question.
My music tastes are so broad. Like, I will listen to anything once.
Yeah.
Can attest to this. I just go down my iTunes playlist, and you'll see. I'll listen to anything once at this point.
We have an iTunes family, which if you guys don't know what that is, you all need one, where you, like, can download each other's music and not have to pay for it a second time, where you're all a family on there. And Cody joined our iTunes family, like, my actual family. And so there's, like, six of us, and I just go through his music, and I'm like, what were you thinking? Like, but it's so funny to me. His taste is so eclectic, but, yeah, I understand. But, yeah, I get it with Kacey Musgraves. I love her so much. And Chris Stapleton is just, like, great. And I feel like he's one of those artists that's super, like, adaptable, I guess you could say. Like, he could go with anything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
When I'm working out, I'll set my playlist on shuffle, and it'll go from Bruno Mars to, like, George Strait within 2 seconds.
Yeah, and, like, Maddie and Tay, and, like, yeah, his music's crazy.
Oh, Maddie and Tay.
But I love them. Now, I love people like Bob Seger and Bonnie Raitt and stuff, but I don't know that I would ever want to sing with them because, number one, they're, like, so legendary, and that would be super stressful. And, number two, like, how do you even do that, you know? Like, how could you even think about that? But I love them, even though I'm more country. Like, I love people like that who are just so legendary and always think about it, but, like, you wouldn't want to sing. I wouldn't want to sing with another female who's, like, super amazing, because then I'm like, she's definitely better than me. And so,
oh, yeah, the
picture
is awesome.
Yeah, so I'm always like, because Martina McBride's my favorite, and I always think about it. I'm like, I would love to sing with her, and then I'm like, no, I wouldn't, actually, because she's
like,
obviously, like,
her.
Yeah, she's obviously, like, can sing around me, even though I sing her music. Like, she could definitely out-sing me, considering it's her own music, and I'm like, I don't want to do that. So I would always pick a guy, just because I'm like, well, it's different, because he's a guy, so it's different.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. I would never want to sing with a woman like that that can out-sing me, because I already know they can before we even get started. That sounds horrible, but it's true. Okay, Cody, your next question.
Okay. While we're on the subject of music, et cetera, what's on your playlist right now? What are you listening to?
There's so many things. It's so random. It really just depends on my mood. I like Maddie and Tay. I like Die Happy Man. That's a good song.
Love
by
that.
Thomas
Rhett. Cody and I are obsessed with that. We like sang a little of that song together.
Pretty much.
Yeah, that's a good one. But it's just really random. I have a lot of just absolutely random stuff. Like, it'll go from just like George Strait, and then it'll go to, like, EDM, and then it's just so random. It really confuses people on long car trips, because it's just all over the place.
Yes. That's how I am. We went, like, traveled last week on a road trip, and I had my playlist on, and I don't remember what we had been listening to, maybe, like, Journey, and then, like, Jose Cuervo, Shelley West came on, and they were like, Emily. And I was like, well, I'm sorry that it's there, but, like, you know, it is my music. But everybody was like, where did that even come from? Like, we're listening to Journey, and all of a sudden we're, like, listening to Jose Cuervo, and then, like, Patsy Cline came on, and my dad was like, could you please find something from this century? But it's so funny. Like, I'm the same way. Like, this morning I woke up with a 38 Special song in my head, and for some reason, like, I had to listen to 38 Special today, which is just, like, so out there. But, yeah, I get you. I understand. In the same way, and I make fun of Cody for it, because some of his music, I'm like, I can't believe you bought that. I get you. Please don't leave my defense, because you cannot blame your mother, because we all share iTunes. Like, don't blame mom.
Actually, no. In my defense, my last iTunes purchase, I was out of necessity. And you know this, Em.
That's true. Yeah, we have these, like, lovely... let's listen to miserable, sad music the other session, just because, you know, like, even though it makes you sad, you still want to listen to it. It's, like, toxic, I guess. I don't know. So
right.
We
do
that, and then he's like, I'm going to go buy it. Yes. I understand, though. Like, we do that. We've been doing it for, like, a week. Like, last week, I was kind of depressed because I went on vacation and saw a really, really good friend, and then I had to leave. And it's, you know, like, I hate leaving, so obviously I was, like, super depressed over it. And I was like, let's listen to this really depressing music. Even though it makes you feel worse, you just do it.
Yeah.
For no reason. Like, I don't know why.
Like, it makes you feel good, you feel sad.
Yes. It makes you feel good, like, knowing someone else, like, feels that way. Like, I was texting a friend last night, and I said, all I'm doing is laying in bed listening to Vince Gill sing about heartbreak. And it's making it worse, but, like, I want to listen to Vince Gill. And he was like, no, I understand,
you know,
I get it. But
you know,
that's me, like, it works.
A full disclosure here, y'all. Chris Young's brand new one, Sober Saturday Night. I may or may not have replayed that on repeat 5 times last night. I may or may not have done that.
Yeah, I sent him super depressing songs, like, every day. I'm like, listen to this one. Or, like, Adele tears my heart out,
Adele,
but I have to listen
so
to her.
She'll rip
yeah, she's my
out.
Favorite.
So
yeah,
good.
She tears my heart out of my chest. But
and I'll text Emily back, and I'll be like, Are you intentionally trying to make me cry right now?
Yeah, good morning. Okay, that song.
Good morning. Like, okay, Adele's All I Ask, that's on 25. It's, like, one of my favorites. It is so great, but it is really depressing because it's, like, a goodbye thing. And mm-hmm. I sent him the lyrics the other day in a text. I was like, Cody. And he was like, that is so depressing, and I've never even heard it, and it's depressing me.
That is pretty
right.
You know.
But, yeah, but anyway.
Okay.
Along the same lines.
Time to reel it back in here, y'all.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Time to reel it back in here,
along the same lines, we know what you're listening to right now. What are you watching on TV, movies you've seen recently, anything like that that you're into right now?
Me?
Yes.
I just, like, I love a lot of action comedies, so I've been watching a lot of those. Well, not a lot. I've been pretty busy because I'm working on my album. But every now and then I'll be able to watch a movie, and I typically just try to catch up on the movies that I've missed.
Are you a Netflix person?
Oh, yes. I love Netflix.
Yeah, you're a binge watcher. I watched 7 seasons of Army Wives in 3 weeks, and now I'm on Parenthood, which is equally depressing and awesome at the same time. But do you, like, are you currently binging anything on Netflix, or are you just really busy working on your album?
I love the Gilmore Girls. That's what I do. Watch
yes.
That and Friends. Whenever I have an off time, that's what I'll watch.
Yes. Cody is obsessed with the Gilmore Girls, and I'm not judging, because the Gilmore Girls
it's
is
good.
It's like a family
good.
Show, even though it sounds like it's for women, but it is a family show. So at first when Cody told me that was his favorite, I made fun of him, but then I watched it.
It's actually good.
Well, I love Lauren Graham, so I was like, let's watch Parenthood, and then we'll, like, work up to Gilmore Girls, because we got my dad mm-hmm. to watch Heart of Dixie, which is, like, definitely for chicks. And so we got him on that, and then we're like, let's watch Parenthood. So we're building up to Gilmore Girls.
Gotcha. It's
got
a lot of dry humor.
Yeah.
I like the dry humor.
It does. Mm-hmm.
But I thought it was so funny when Cody told me that was his favorite show. Like, I just laughed at him. I was like, you're kidding, right? Like, I thought it was a joke. But no, he was for real.
No.
But anyway, okay, Cody, your turn?
I'm going to steal one of your questions here, Em. Okay? And you can steal one of mine
if you
want to.
If you steal my favorite question, I'm going to kill you.
I think I'll let you ask that question. And I'll ask one of my own. Okay. Whether in your personal life or your professional life, what is the best piece of advice you've ever gotten?
The best piece of advice I've ever gotten.
Mm-hmm.
Be yourself, honestly. Like, just be yourself. I mean, it sounds so simple and so cliche, but it could not be more true and more just rewarding.
Oh.
It's not cliche. I mean, it's honestly, like, good advice. Like, everybody thinks it's cliche, but it's the truth. Like,
it is. It's very true.
You have to stay true to yourself and do your thing, because if you don't, then you kind of lose sight of all that.
Right. And everybody else is already taken, so you might as well just be
exactly.
Yourself.
Exactly. Right. I couldn't agree more. And along those same lines of the last question, if you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you, and what would it be?
Honestly, I'm pretty happy about the way things have panned out. Yes, there have been speed bumps, but I've learned so much from those speed bumps that you don't want to take them back. So, I mean, maybe, like, if I were to change one thing, I'd say practice more. Even though I practice so much, there's always something you could do more of. That'd probably be really mm-hmm. the only thing that I would want to change.
Awesome. I am.
Okay. So I have 3, and I'm going to try not to forget any of them. But my first one is, outside of music or, you know, what are your other hobbies? What are some other things that you're talented in or that you like to spend your time doing?
Honestly, music is pretty much my main thing. But I do like fishing. And before I did music, I played sports, but now I don't. So it's really just like music and then as a side hobby, Netflixing and fishing.
I understand. I get you. I'm like 90% of my brain.
Wow.
Yes, it is a verb. Hey, I think they actually put it in the dictionary. I'm not kidding. Like, I think that Webster's put it in the dictionary along
wow.
with selfie this year. But no, I'm the same way.
I knew selfie was in there.
Yeah, music, college, I'm in college, but I really, you know, I try to, like, not be, like, totally absorbed in it, which sounds bad, but, like, I don't want it to take over my life like it takes over other people's.
Right.
So it's, like, school, music, and then, like, 10% of the time, it's Netflix. I get you. I understand. Okay. Two more questions, and I'm going to try and remember both of them.
Okay.
If you could meet anyone, I know we talked about singing with, but if you could just meet anyone famous, dead or alive, who would you choose, and is there a specific reason for it?
I've already met some really amazing songwriters, but I would love to meet Taylor Swift. Would be pretty cool, just because she's such a well, like, she's a really good businesswoman, and she's a really good songwriter.
Yeah.
I would love to meet George Strait if I could, you know, and I would, there's so many, Bill Withers, obviously, I can't, but
yeah.
He would have been really cool to meet because I love his stuff and I absolutely adored him as a kid. But, I mean, there's a lot of people I'd love to meet, a lot of songwriters
yeah.
that I just really respect that I would love to meet.
I would love to meet Conway Twitty just because I feel like all his music is so, like, he totally, like, put everything out there and, like, didn't really care what anyone thought. And I would love to meet someone like that, you know, now. Because,
yeah.
I mean, there's people that feel that way or people that do that now, but not – I feel like people don't do that the way that people used to do that. Like, now, some of the things you hear in songs, like, back in the day, you can't believe that they put it in a song. Because now,
mm-hmm.
even though we're used to hearing stuff like that, we don't typically, like, hear it in music. So some
right.
of the things, like, that I hear in, like, especially his music, because he just said everything, I think about it, and I'm like, I can't believe you said that. Especially back then. Because even though we use that in dialogue now, it's so different. You know, I mean, I don't hear it typically in music now, even though it's in conversation. So it'd be interesting to meet anyone like that. But I liked him a lot. Okay, and my other question for you is you're going to a deserted island. Unfortunately, you know you're going. what three things would you take with you?
But unfortunately, you know you're gone. Does that mean I'm going to die eventually, or that means I'm going to be stuck
no,
on the island forever?
No, you're stuck on the island. Like, unfortunately,
okay.
you know you're going to this island. It's not like it happened. Like, you know you're going.
Okay. A guitar, of course. I cannot go without it. Maybe something so that way I could eat, like, yeah, I don't want to say it. Well, a gun. Like, let's just be honest. That would probably be pretty helpful.
I gotcha.
And some water. If I could bring water.
Water.
And if I could bring Chinese food, I'd be all set. Just like a guitar, some
Chinese
food and a weapon. Like, yeah.
I would die.
Oh, yeah.
Island. Let me tell you, I might last a week, but I'd probably die. Like, I wouldn't survive because I don't eat seafood, so I'd be screwed. Like,
yeah.
That's how it would be. I would die. Unless I
just
could get,
like,
Chinese delivered to my island.
They'll make an app for it. Just wait.
Yeah, just wait. Grubhub will be, like, delivering Chinese to my island.
Yeah. I'm glad you brought up seafood. I'm glad you brought
okay,
up seafood because Sierra, aren't you a Texas
mm-hmm.
girl?
I am a Texas girl.
You know, I was down there in Texas. Last year, I went to Houston and Arlington because I
okay.
have a dream of seeing all 30 Major League Baseball stadiums by the time I'm 30 myself. So I was down
yes,
there seeing
I
those two.
Yes, I remember saying that on
yeah.
Facebook, I believe.
They have some.
No, Twitter.
They have some of the best seafood down on the coast. It's just not even funny.
Yes, I don't typically eat seafood around the area, but I should definitely try some around the coast. A lot of Mexican food is in Texas. We love
yes,
that.
I
want to
go and eat Mexican food there.
In Whataburger.
I don't, okay.
We have Whataburger.
We have those, but we only have, like,
you know,
because I live in Alabama, we only have, like, one Whataburger, and we have Mexican food, but it's not Texas Mexican food. And we have seafood,
right.
It's obviously the Gulf Coast, but I'm, like, 4 hours from there. Like, I live in North Alabama, so I'm not about to be driving
uh-oh.
To Mobile for dinner.
But I don't even eat sushi, so I don't care. Like, we went to the beach last week. Guess who ate chicken at the freaking restaurant? That would be me. And they didn't have chicken tenders, so I really thought that I was, like, going to be screwed. But, yeah, I don't need seafood either. So, yeah,
chicken
but I would love to
are...
go to Texas.
Chicken tenders are good, let me tell you. Chicken tenders are good.
Yeah, but they didn't, okay, I was freaking out. I'm like a little kid, okay? Like, I was freaking out. We go in this restaurant. I was with my parents, my sister, and a friend of mine. We're sitting in this restaurant, and it's called the Crab Shack, which was, like, my first, you know, I was like, why do we have to go there? Even though we're at the beach, and they're all like, Emily, we're at the beach. We're on vacation. And I was like, shut up. Like, no, I don't want to eat there. So we go in this place, and they only have, like, one thing with chicken on the menu. Everything else is fish, which, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I am so screwed. Like, what if this chicken is not good? Like, I'm like a kid. I get it. So, yeah. But I do eat Mexican food. I swear I'm a normal person, except for the seafood. But, yeah. You can, if anybody wants to eat seafood, you can come here and you can have mine, too, because I'm not eating it. And my friend, my friend was like, let's order. He was like, can I order the crab for two and just have yours? And I was like, go ahead. And keep it over there because I'm not. They actually convinced me to try it, which was, like, monumental because I'm really weird about stuff like that, too. Like, I don't really want to try it either. You know, I have, like, my opinions on things. And, like, yeah, so. I'm the same way. I don't eat it. I don't. No.
In the last 4 minutes we got.
We only have 4 minutes.
You mentioned. Yes, we do. Believe it or not.
Wow.
You mentioned that you were working on the album. Is this your debut album or? Talk about that for a second.
This is my first released album that I'm going to have. I'm very excited. We've been working on this, and it should be coming out in the next few months. But I'm really excited for everyone to hear it.
So no release date yet, but you will keep us posted?
I will keep y'all posted. No release date yet. I wish there was, so we're not ready to set a date for people to know.
Awesome. And like Em said, let us know when y'all set a release date, and we'll be happy to promote it or whatever you want on the show, Facebook, Twitter. We'll be happy to help you promote it.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Oh, and I followed you on Twitter.
And,
I'm, like, late to the party because I always, like, am the last person to follow. But I was wondering, if you don't mind answering, of course, how old are you? Because you look pretty young.
I am 17. I turned 18 in December.
I am 18, so worthless. Somebody who's younger than me, this never happens. I'm going to enjoy it, okay? So I don't ever get this. I'm always the young one on the show, so.
I can
see
that.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't asked this question in a long time, so I think it's kind of appropriate to bring it up now. Since we're talking about Twitter and social media and stuff, how has social media affected your career to this point?
It helps a lot with staying connected with people, and it helps a lot with kind of knowing how people are reacting to what you're doing, and it helps. I mean, that's really a main help. It just, you can communicate with people en masse, in mass ways and bigger scales. So that helps a lot.
Yeah, and
that's
on
awesome.
The same, like,
you know,
in the same, like, place as that question. Oh, go ahead, Cody, you can go first.
Now, I was going to say, I'm a big, big fan of Twitter. As you might have probably noticed, and it's just it's been great for the show. It's been great for helping me get to know a lot of these super talented indie artists we talk to. So it's just been great for the show
I was just gonna say really quick, like along the same lines as what he asked, do you feel like social media? It's definitely had like a positive impact on your career. Like, do you think that without social media, or like before Twitter, like before the era of everybody is connected to everything, do you think you would have been like as successful without it, or what do you think?
I think at this point I would have been a little bit less successful, but once my album is done, social media is really going to make a huge difference, simply because you can just do mass, like send information to masses
right.
of people, and you can just get feedback so immediately by multiple people. And so that
yeah.
is going to really, that's where the big impact happened. It's just the fact that you can
yeah.
have so much at once.
Yeah, like I always wonder about that, because a lot of people that we talked to were in the music business and were doing this like long before Twitter was like the popular thing, and like Facebook, I mean, it was
mm-hmm.
around, but it wasn't really popular. And a lot of people feel like that has totally like made the difference for them. So I'm always curious to know if you like think it's made the difference. So it's interesting to me how
definitely.
Connected we all are. Okay, Cody, back to you.
All right. I think that'll do it for me at this point, unless Em's got anything else.
Oh, no, I've, like, exceeded my maximum number of words for the day, I think. I've talked a lot, so. I have missed this. I haven't done an interview in, like, almost a month, I think, because I've just been, like, you know, circumstances or whatever. So it was nice to do it again and talk to you.
Okay. I'm sorry,
Cody,
one more time.
Yeah.
Oh, I was saying it's been like a month since I've done an interview, because I have been traveling and I've been doing this or that. So I haven't done this in a while, so it was really great to get to talk to you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it was cool to get to know you, and I'm glad you know that I know you're 18. That just makes it even cooler.
Well, good, because I'm always the baby, and I'm appreciating that someone else is my age.
Before we had let you go, Sierra, and I tell all my guests this, if there's ever anything that you need, anything that that we can do for you, don't hesitate to reach out to us, okay?
Oh, and really
you.
Quick, before we go, can you tell everyone how they can find you, like Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, whatever, like all your names
yeah.
everywhere?
I have Twitter and Instagram and a website. If you go to SierraBernal.com, that's SierraBernal.com, you'll see all that information, and you can find my page on Facebook, and it'll tell you all about that on my website.
That's awesome.
All right.
Okay.
Awesome. Thanks for sharing, or thanks for coming today, and you have to come back
thanks
before
for having
after your album
me.
Comes out.
Of course, that would be awesome.
Cody will forget because we all know I'll forget. So, Cody, remember that.
I'm on it. I'm going to let you go, but again, I wanted to say thank you for taking a little time to come on and talk with us today. And you've got a open invitation back to the show anytime you want to come back on, okay?
Well, thank you. Thank you for taking time to do this interview with me.
All right. I'll talk to you later, okay, Sierra?
All right.
Bye.
All right, bye. Thanks for calling.
Sierra was fun, wasn't she?
Yes, and I have missed this. Like, it's been two whole interviews that I have not been here. So... it was nice to be back.
Yeah. It's good to finally have you back.
Yeah, I know. It's been a minute. Okay, I want to do announcements.
Yeah, really.
I haven't done announcements in forever, because you've been doing them.
True, you have.
So, August 2nd, which is next week, right? That's next Tuesday. We have Carrie Ann Jean back, and she's been on the show a couple of times, maybe three. She's a really great friend of ours. Four, really? Or is this her fourth?
I think this will be her fourth time on the show, I think.
Awesome. Well, she's coming back to join us, and
mm-hmm.
we're so, so, so excited because we haven't talked to her in a while, and she's been, like, on a tour kind of deal. Like, she's been, or not on a musical tour, but she's kind of been traveling and been doing a bunch of stuff, so I'm
mm-hmm.
really excited to hear about it. And,
so this chick has
yeah,
been on the air lately. This chick has been on the
yeah,
absolute
I know, she's, like,
air
everywhere.
In Nashville lately. Yeah,
it's everywhere, like I see on Facebook, and she's doing this and that. So I'm really excited.
If you follow
Sherry
on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, anything, this chick has just been on a tear lately.
And she's on
Rising Money.
Like, Cody and I, a while back, we were like, let's write this song. And she was like, I'm going to help. So she got writing pal. So, yeah. We never
yes,
did. We haven't written it yet. But we've talked about writing with her.
True.
And we have, like, a group check. So we're super excited
mm-hmm.
that she's coming back.
And
it's been a hot minute.
And something else I'm pretty excited for. You know what that is?
Yeah, that's our four-year anniversary. Guys, Cody and I have been married for almost 3 years now. Just kidding, we're not really married. I said that earlier,
hey,
and
now.
I think, like, I didn't explain. I didn't, like, clarify it, because I said I haven't divorced Cody earlier, but, like, we're not really married. But we've
no,
been
we're not.
Work married for almost 3 years now, 3 years in March. Joe's been on for four.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
Anyway. All right, well, let's end the show here, since we're already past time.
Yes, we are. I'm going to let you go, and I'll be at BW later, all right?
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right. See you. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the incredibly talented Miss Sierra Bernal. As Em said earlier, we have, and I'm not so excited for this, it's just not even funny. Next Tuesday, that would be August the 2nd, I believe. I'm pretty sure it's August the 2nd. We have our dear friend and one of our favorite guests ever back on the show, Miss Akiri Ann Jean, to talk about her debut EP. And then August 20th. God, I cannot even believe it's been 4 years that I've been doing this radio show thing. It's just mind-boggling, to be completely honest with you. So that's August 20th. And I've been reaching out to past guests who may be calling in on that day to share their favorite memories of the show, their favorite memories of talking to us and us talking to them. So, yeah. I think that'll do it for the announcements. So I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.